Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning the 12th perek, the 12th chapter of Sefer Yehoshua. This is really the summary of conquest perek. It's a pretty compact perek. It only has 24 psukim and it's pretty much one theme. The perek talks about the conquest of Israel. This is kind of like a summary before we get into what's called Chalukah, the division of the land. It sounds like a very successful perek about all the conquests. So we're told about all the times that Israel conquered on the Transjordan, on the east side of the Jordan River. We talked about the area which was conquered from Sichon, from Og, all the way north, all the way south on the east bank of the Jordan, where the country Jordan today actually exists. And it concludes the section by saying, Moshe Eved Hashem Ubnei Yisrael Hikum, and that Moshe, the servant of God, and Israel conquered this section of land, and it was given to Moshe as a Yerusha, as an inheritance to be bequeathed to God, Reuven and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, which is the Transjordan set of Israel. Then it goes on to tell you about what Yehoshua actually conquered in Israel, in the mountain range, in the Shvela, which is the coastal plain, in the north, in the south, and we are given a list of the 31 kings that are conquered. Not to do this like the sons of Haman in one breath, but very basically, there's a very long list where it talks about Yericho, Ha'ai, Yerushalayim, Hebron, Yarmus, Lachish, Eglon, Gezer, Devir, Geder, Chormo, Arod, Livno, Adulam, Makeda, Beis El Tapuach, Hefer, Afek, Sharon, Madon, Chatzor, Shomron, Miron, Achshof, Tanach, Megiddo, Kele, Ekedesh, Yoknaam, Dor, Goyim, and Tirza. So those are the 31 kings. And the perek concludes with the following words, Kol Melachim, Shloshim, Ve'echad, all the 31 kings are conquered, and that concludes the perek. So it sounds very successful, sounds like really everything was done perfectly. We're going to have to investigate how perfect this was as we get to the next perek and how much is left over or not. So let's just focus on just a couple points. Number one is that the perek actually starts off talking about what Moshe Rabbeinu did and then moves into what Yehoshua did. So it starts on Transjordan eastwards and then moves westwards to Israel proper, which Yehoshua did. But when describing what Moshe did, it only mentions Moshe at the very tail end, as opposed to Yehoshua sort of introducing his conquest. And the Ralbag points out that yes, that's true, is because even a Moshe Rabbeinu, even the greatest leader of all of Israel for all generations, in the end of the day only had his power because of the schus of Bnei Israel. He only had the power and the leadership because of the power invested in him as being the leader of this nation, of this enterprise called Israel, which is why the Pesukim sort of tuck Moshe at the end to indicate that this is that he's part of a greater peace. When looking at these 31 kings, another point to consider is you know, like, so are these all the kings? Are these some of the kings? Or you know, what was special about these ones? So there's a few things to think about. The Chumash Tanach, which is one of the Pirushim on Tanach, says this wasn't all the kings. There were actually more kings. It happens to be that these were the most powerful kings. The Radak adds to this that not only were they just powerful, but like to be a king in those days didn't just mean to say you're a king of a city. It meant to say the city and the surrounding villages. You know, like in the sort of feudal system that which you know we know about from many centuries and millennia later, where there'd be a king of a castle, and surrounding the castle would be all the villages, all the farmland that the king was in charge of, as his feudal control. So each king obviously means vast swaths of land surrounding each kingdom. The last point that the Malbim adds over here is that, you know, when reading this list carefully, there are a few kings mentioned in these 31 who weren't really actually conquered by Yehoshua. So for instance, we're going to see that the king of Yerushalayim wasn't really conquered until later on in Shoftim. The king of Gezer is going to come up well later into the times of Shmuel. There's a few, Afek wasn't really completely conquered. Tanach, Megiddo, Dor, you know, there were some of them which really took a little bit of time to conquer. What the Malbim understands over here is that really Yehoshua began the process and in many cases succeeded in finishing the process, but in many cases it was just the starting point which allowed for the future conquest, which is why it is attributed to Yehoshua's starting point and it's attributed to him as a whole. So there really is a little bit of nuance in this list, but nonetheless this leaves us with a very gratifying picture, and tomorrow unfortunately we're going to see that it isn't fully gratifying. There are some holes in this picture. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.